A mother who is loving is a boy's best friend, until that mother finds another friend to spend life with. It's kinda tough because it's not a choice that you get to make, but no matter how you feel, you gotta just live with. Your mama's boyfriend seemed to be a real cool guy at the start. He used to always bring a gift when he would get out the car. Sometimes a game, sometimes a ball, sometimes some trading cards. He used to tell your mama, lighten up, you're being too hard. But you got older, he got drunker, mama's so deep in love. They finally tied the knot forever, but that wasn't enough. The first time that it ever happened, you were late for the bus. He was so pissed he had to drive instead of catching a buzz. Once you left and started driving, he just switched it all up. He said to lift both of your arms and push you right in the gut. He grabbed your neck and said, you're dead, you ever miss it again. Yeah, he was swerving, you was pleading, so we did it again. You almost puked, but if you did, you knew he'd kill you right then. Yeah, he could smell the fear off you, all you could smell was the gin. You thought the gin must be the reason why his temper is thin. You went to school and brushed it off, but you could not hold it in. Your head was racing, trying to figure out how all this just happened. You never saw him act like this, you were surprised by his actions. You tried to tell yourself it's cool, yeah, it won't happen again. But you've been wrong so many times, so what's the difference with this? Your teacher asked you what was wrong, but you just lied and said nothing. I guess she knew that you were bluffing, so she called mama's husband. She started saying you've been quiet and been distant on subjects, and that you wasn't quite yourself, plus you was holding your stomach. So when you got back home from school, you figured you was in trouble, but you would never start to guess you'd be involved in a scuffle. You would never think your mom would end up beat for your actions, but I assume that's just what happens when you piss off an addict. You were small but did your best, but you and mom couldn't match it. Yeah, he was drunker than this morning, which is why he was laughing. He was having fun abusing, he was hella ecstatic. Your mom was bloodier than you, this fucking family's tragic. Over time it never stopped, you call it routine practice. So your mama started gambling to try and just mask it. All the pain, all the abuse, she knew she'd be in a casket. Both your lives forever changed, way worse than you could imagine. Yeah, this shit went on for years until you finally just had it. Used to plot inside your room, you hated him with a passion. Fantasizing about revenge that would be so everlasting. Say the same words every day, cause you would never get past it. He touched me one more time, I'll beat his skull till I smash it. Wrap his body up in plastic, then just dump it in acid. Those were thoughts you always had, yeah, you would sit and imagine. Maybe Sunday is the day you grab a gun and just blast him.
Settle down, mama, please don't worry. Pray to God, cause he knows what's going on. If we leave, I know that he can't hurt us. Be strong, mama, please keep holding on. You say we gotta stay, but I don't believe you. I'd run away, but I can't leave you alone with him, because he's gonna kill you. So I just gotta do this on my own.
You're 42 and you done been through it all. Drug addiction, two divorces, kids that don't even call. But then you met the woman of your dreams and never once judged you. Was the life you always wanted, even way back in high school. So you met her only son and was excited to raise him, cause his father never wanted to, so you could replace him. Things were great a couple years, but habits never do die. You started drinking more and more, was getting harder to hide. But she would look the other way, cause you would work and provide a decent life for both their son and her, with bread on the side. But lately she been kinda distant, focus more on her son. So you've been drinking more and more until it ain't even fun. A strong addiction mixed with anger causing shit to go bad. You're now confused on why you hate the son that you never had. He's getting older, growing bigger, soon he'll be a grown man. You start to roughen up the kid to show him how to use hands. But when you drink, you're more aggressive, plus you're sending a message. It's out of love, don't overstress it, you're just teaching a lesson. He needs a father figure in his life through his adolescence. You're just a good ass fucking dude, you always give him your presence. But today he missed the bus again, that's twice in a week. You notice that he's getting lazy, thinking life is just sweet. His mother coddles him, so you believe she's raising him weak. Yeah, you're the only man he has, so man, you gotta just teach. You finally snapped and took your anger issues right out on him. You punched him over and again, cause you love feeling the sin. You know with every strike you make, it brings you back as a kid, just like your father did to you when you were being a shit. But now the more you think of it, the more you get yourself pissed. You went from slapping across the head to quickly closing your fist. You start to get used to the thrill, so this shit goes on for years. But now he's getting to the point where he's not starting to fear. Your wifey hates you, but you tell her that you'll kill if she leaves. So now you feel the pressure from her son at night while you sleep. So one day you're just drinking heavy, watching TV on Sunday. Your wife is visiting her mom, but you're at home with her son. You start to hear him down the stairs, but you don't think nothing of it. But then you look and see his hand and that he's holding your gun. You asked him where'd he get your weapon, he says right where you left it. He's got some tears all in his eyes, but he's not sad, he's aggressive. He tells you lift your fucking arms and puts the gun to your your stomach. He starts repeating all the times you left him bloody and busted. Tells you everything you know is true, now you start to plead. He hits your mouth with half the barrel, now you're starting to bleed. He takes a swig from out your bottle, lifts you off of your seat. He tells you this is where it ends and sets you down on your knees. He says you never were a father, you were just a disease. He puts the gun inside your mouth and says the bus gonna leave. He says don't worry, you won't miss it, cause you're good with instruction. He says now look into the mirror by the wall where your lunch is, staring at yourself regretting all the bruises and punches that you laid down on the boy way back since he was a munchkin. Now he tells you say goodbye before you turn into nothing, and then he says now wave goodbye to mama's piece of shit husband. So you wave, but then you realize you were never a husband. Yeah, you were never a father. Yeah, you amounted to nothing. No, this boy isn't a bitch, you realize you were the bitch. Yeah, this boy would never hit, it was just you that would hit. You finally came to realize now that it was you that was sick. But before you can admit, you hear your own gun click.
Settle down, mama, please don't worry. Pray to God, cause he knows what's going on. If we leave, I know that he can't hurt us. Be strong, mama, please keep holding on. You say we gotta stay, but I don't believe you. I'd run away, but I can't leave you alone with him, because he's gon' kill you. So I just gotta do this on my own.